If you haven't heard, Brooke's thinking about getting a new car.
Yay!
Oh, awesome, Brooke!
I didn't know that.
With 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day.
About?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Ooh. And how do I know that Brooke's on the prowl for some new wheels?
Especially because I don't know.
Because an article came out this morning talking about how high-end car dealerships have never had it better.
Oh, God.
You know, the Bentleys, Lambos, and Bugattis of the world.
Yeah, the Ferraris.
Yeah, I'm going to trade in my cloth-seated 14-year-old Subaru for a Lambo.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
You do need an upgrade.
Drive up to the dealer, see what kind of deal they're going to work with me.
Lately, those types of vehicles have been rolling out the door at a blistering pace.
What?
Because a report says that cars costing more than $100,000, sales for them has been up 63% over the past year.
Are you joking me?
People are like YOLO.
In a year where how many people are unemployed?
Yeah.
The rich get richer.
All the rich.
There's an important reason for it, and I'm assuming Brooke doesn't really want to share it with us right now. She's trying to deflect.
Rich get richer.
I'm going to tell you, the report says that the wealthy haven't been able to spend money on trips and vacations and luxury experiences like they're used to doing all the time.
Yeah.
So instead, they've been forced to turn to luxury goods, like fancy cars, to get their fill of excitement. Basically, rich people are bored. So they need to spend money to feel good again.
I think we all do that.
I hear that. I just recently bought a kiddie pool that's 3 feet deep for my backyard. Comes with a filter.
Oh, the deluxe edition?
Yep, 8 feet across.
Wow.
So it is going to be a ballin' summer.
Are you inviting us over for a pool party?
It doesn't fit all of us.
Okay.
Wow, way to flex on all of us.
Yeah.
So while all the listeners are slogging their way through their morning commutes in your 1990s pre-used automobile with a hubcap falling off and a wonky blinker, just remember, Brooke is installing her child safety seats into her new fire red Bugatti convertible today so that she can take her kids to their fencing lessons at the country club.
Buckle up, kiddos. We're going to go about 200.
Yeah. Let's hope the elitist gets the shock collar question of the day today. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us what you'd like to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shock collar last, and I got Alexis Shawty on Cafe.
What?
Fuller. Wait. Alexis is putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
I know on this show we played a game called 50-50 Fandango.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
But how about we try something called 50-50 Shock Dango?
Oh.
And today's 50-50 Shock Dango question of the day is powered by Animal Planet. Remember, if you're going to eat an animal, don't pet it first.
I think that's a good rule.
No, I think that's their tagline.
It's changed my whole life now.
Anyway, today I'll be asking you about unusual names for groups of animals.
Oh.
I will read two options for what they might be called, and you'll need to choose the correct answer within 20 seconds so we can move on to the next.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Are you ready, Alexis?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Giraffes are a group of giraffes called a forest or a tower.
Ooh, giraffes.
I kind of like tower because
really
tall.
A tower of giraffes. But if you're a forest, it's a bunch of tall things clumped together.
But there's no forest in like this safari.
The Sahara.
I want to say Sahara. Yeah. Like
it sounds
Africa.
Cooler to be like, yeah, a tower of giraffes coming towards you.
Yeah, I like
but they
tower.
Have to live around trees. I mean, that's how
they
I'm going
eat,
tower.
They eat.
You're going with tower.
Moving on, stingrays are a group of stingrays called a panic or a fever.
Oh.
I swam with stingrays once.
That's
did you
scary.
Panic when you saw them?
Or did you get a fever?
They were very scary.
If you get stung, then maybe you have a fever.
Yeah.
Are they poisonous?
I don't know. Well, yeah, the barb. Remember, that's how Steve Irwin died.
It went to his heart. That's how he died. It wasn't necessarily poisonous.
Need an answer.
Go panic. They're pretty scary.
Yeah, I like that answer.
Frogs are a group of frogs called an army or a navy.
An army of frogs I've heard of.
Frogs
navy,
are in
water. I know, we're
so
same track.
Maybe it's a navy, but I can
But doesn't an army of frogs sound familiar
it
to you?
It sounds familiar, exactly.
Does
I
it?
Like but frogs are in water and on land.
Yep.
I feel like it would be a marine of frogs.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. It's not an option, Jeff.
A Marine Corps of frogs.
Yeah. There, it should be called seals.
The Coast Guard of frogs?
Okay, I'm going to go army.
Next animal, elephants are a group of elephants called a circus or a parade.
Oh, ooh. Definitely parade.
I think parade too. That sounds right.
Yeah.
But they're in the circus.
I think it's a...
No, it's a parade of elephants.
That sounds right.
No, there's a parade of elephants at the circus.
No, I think it's a parade. Like when you see a group of them out wandering in the wild, you're like, oh, there's a parade of elephants.
That sounds right.
Now I'm going parade.
Finally, sharks. Can a group of sharks be called a shiver or a killing?
Ooh. See, I think that the sharks are, it's not going to be killing because, like, people who are biologists don't want that image of sharks because they're really important animals for
the world. And they don't kill as much as people think. It's like the movie Jaws just created that for all of us.
All right, good point. I'm going with shiver.
In the first ever 50-50 Shock Dango question of the day presented by Animal Planet, no pet, just eat, I asked you to pick the correct term for a group of animals. Remember, you had to pick all five correctly to avoid the dreaded shock collar.
Uh-oh.
Let's go over your answers. For giraffes, your options were forest or tower, and you chose tower. Yeah. The correct word is tower.
Because
their long necks tower over the bushes and other animals.
Makes sense.
Okay. Go to frogs now. Your options were army or navy, and you chose army. The correct word is army.
Yes.
Because they're green like most army uniforms.
Oh, okay.
Jumping around again. Sharks. Your options were shiver or killing. The correct word is shiver because sharks are cold-blooded.
Oh, that makes sense.
It all makes sense.
Wow. Yeah.
Elephants. Your options were circus or a parade, and you chose parade. And the correct word is parade.
Yeah. Right.
Elephant groups are led by an old, experienced lady elephant, much like this show, with others parading behind.
I will take that.
She never forgets.
Jumping back up the list. Stingray. Options were panic or fever, and you chose panic.
Uh-oh.
The correct answer is fever.
No.
Because fever is one of the common symptoms if you're stung by a stingray.
It is true. Oh, no.
That was the only one you got wrong.
Just missed it, so Alexis is going to be shocked today, and somebody wanted to hear Animals by Maroon 5.
Baby, I'm praying on you. Oh, that's too high. Tonight, hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles. Oh. That's really hard notes to hit. I don't.
Yeah, your range is spectacular.
That was really good.
I enjoyed that. That's your shock collar question of the day, brought to you by Animal Planet. Your phone tab's coming up in just a few minutes.